I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. Today, I'm thinking about the concept that the leader is always to blame. And when I say blame, I don't mean that in some sort of shameful way, but the leader is always ultimately responsible for everything that goes on in an organization or on a team. And the problem with this is many times we as leaders, one, that's hard to accept. It feels pretty lonely and pretty heavy. The other thing is sometimes we as leaders can say, well, I didn't cause that to happen, or I didn't want that to happen. But it gets into this concept of sin almost. There's two kinds of sin. One is the sin of commission, is where we do something wrong. And as a leader, we know when we do something wrong, we're responsible for that. But then there's that sin of omission, when we don't do something about something going on. And anything that goes on in an organization ultimately is either being encouraged or either allowed by the leader. And it's really good as a leader to know that, so that when anything is happening that needs to be corrected, you can say, I'm responsible for making this happen. I'm responsible that it's occurred. And we can be less defensive and more willing to accept that responsibility.
And you know, Pat, hearing that, my first gut response is, wow, that's really harsh, right? And leaders can be very hard on themselves. But if you sit and chew on that concept for a minute, it's actually really empowering. You know, it's permission to take the authority that God has given to you as a leader. And this is a sacred thing. And sometimes God lets you grapple with that authority and work through problems in your staff because he wants to bring out a powerful part of you that maybe you haven't felt permission to just thrive or lead or rule or kick butt in a particular area of your life because of your own wounds. But the Lord is saying, no, yeah, there's problems in your workplace. There's messiness on your staff. You got the ball, buddy. You run with it. I believe in you. And this is a deep thing from the Lord that's actually healing when you take extreme ownership.
Yeah, and I've found recently, I've had some things going on in my organization, and realizing that it's always up to me to take first ownership of that and really receive that means that I can be more graceful to others. I can be liberated from feeling like I have to defend myself, and then I can call on others to do what they need to do, knowing that I'm not blaming them, but that I'm accepting responsibility. There's something really liberating and peace-inducing about knowing that it's my responsibility.
Yeah. And your responsibility can mean on one hand, it's your fault, but on the other hand, it's your opportunity, right? Opportunity to rise up and to use your gifts. I was with a staff member today who I said something that she didn't understand. And I remembered, I'd said this at several staff meetings. And then I took ownership right away. You know what? I'm not explaining this well enough, right? I'm going to step into this space and lead. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for sharing the great gift of authority with us. And calling us as leaders to take our place in leadership and to claim our authority. Help us to do that and to lead as you do, with authority and with grace and with love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.